This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, February 1, 2023, the Vigil Mass of the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, or the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, or Candlemas, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And inspired by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You may extinguish your candles. The rubrics actually say that the candles should be held and lit until after the canon of the Mass. I do not know what kind of candles that they were using back in the day, but I just don't see it happening. You have wax over everything. Anyway, I digress. This Mass is misunderstood. For one thing, this is going to be a more practical homily, practical, liturgical, practical in what we're talking about. It really depends on, in a lot of Christian tradition, in a lot of English spirituality, particularly English spirituality, this Mass is referred to historically as Candlemas. Okay, if you're raised up with Candlemas, you got to, that's the candle mass, what it means. That is a subtitle of the Mass. The Mass, since almost the inception of the Church, from the earliest days of the Church in Jerusalem, not Rome, there has been a liturgy that pointed toward and was ever called the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This Mass is traditionally known in Catholicism as the Purification. Well, modern times come up and we would never want to, you know, infringe on our Lord's rights, you know, not that honoring his mother gives honor to our Lord, but it was changed to the Presentation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you got to sit back and say, why was the Lord presented in the temple? Because you did not have to take the child to the temple to present him. That was not a requirement of law. A lot of people did. It was a requirement. The requirement was that the Blessed Virgin Mary go to the temple to be purified. So her purification is the reason that they took the Lord to the temple, and Simeon the priest took him in his arms, and we have that story. This is the very last Mass. It's the very last feast day in the cycle of Christmas. Well, Christmas was 2 months ago. Christmas cycle, liturgical Christmas cycle today ends with this feast. Then we move on to this coming weekend, the pre-Lenten cycle. So we're in the Easter cycle. So this is what's going on today. It is a Mass when our Blessed Mother goes to be purified at the temple. It's coming from Leviticus, way back when. Our Lord tells Moses, and our Blessed Mother is obedient to the letter and dot of the law of Moses, that if a woman has a boy, she is to wait for 8 days and have the child circumcised. And then for 33 more days, she is not to go to the temple. She is not to touch anything sacred. She is impure. If she has a little girl, for 14 days, she sits aside. And then for 66 days after that, she is considered impure. So our Blessed Mother, she had a little boy 8 days after that, had him circumcised for 33 more days. This is the day on which we find ourselves today, the day on which we honor her going to the temple to be purified, presenting our Lord with her at the temple. And as I said in the gospel today, the Holy Spirit, having indwelt Simeon the priest, let him know that he would not die until he saw the Lord's Christ. He is moved by the, notice he was on duty in the temple and they came in. He was moved by the Holy Spirit to go down into the temple. Okay. Specifically, go down to the temple and he sees our Lord. This is what this Mass is about. This is what the Mass is about. His, you know, because up to this time it had been words for him. Holy words, words nonetheless. Now he sees the light. That is such a cliche term, but he sees the light in it. I am the light of the world. He sees the true light, which shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. In the Latin, in the Mass, if you know your little bit of Latin, with the repetitive throughout those chants, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, a light to lighten the Gentiles, over and over and over again. This is what this Mass is about. Unfortunately, because of whatever, there is a misunderstanding of what goes on today. It's like that, you know, I love Candlemas. That's where you bring your candles to church and they're blessed. And actually, as long as there are actually five or six blessings, different blessings of the candles, they are all directed explicitly at the candles that you are holding in your hands. It is not wrong. You are not in any kind of sin if you brought candles today. It is a tradition to this place. But you do have to understand that, honestly, you're a little transparent. I never bring candles of mine to be blessed on Candlemas because I like the blessing better that you get if you just bring me candles and say, this isn't like, you know, Epiphany. Everybody likes to bring their water on Epiphany. Why? Because there's so many awesome exorcisms done on the water. There's so many exorcisms. There's more. There's always exorcism done. Well, anyway, traditionally, on any holy water, you exorcise the salt, you exorcise the water, put the two together, say prayers. Okay. On Epiphany, there's exorcisms beyond a, most of you have come to the Epiphany Mass. It's the only Mass where the blessing of something takes longer than the Mass itself. That's how many exorcisms are done. So yeah, Epiphany water is really, really, you start jacked up when it comes to exorcism over regular holy water. Today, like I said, I like the regular, hey, could you bless my candles thing? Because, for instance, there's a petition in that one. Let the spirits of darkness depart, trembling and fly in fear from all places where their light shines, and never more disturb nor molest those who serve thee, O Lord. That's great, you know. That's the one I want. Hey, a word like that said in any of those prayers, okay? Not one. All of those prayers are about these lights that we hold. May they illumine the darkness of this world, like our Lord Jesus Christ illumined the darkness of this world. May these lights that we bring forth shine light in the darkness of our hearts, that we may see our Lord Jesus more clearly. I'm paraphrasing, but all the focus is on the candles that you're holding in Mass. Like I said, it's not wrong to bring your candles to be blessed by Candlemas. But I would submit to you, if you really want a good up in your face, kick the demons in the shin kind of blessing, just bring your candles whenever, and I'll do that prayer right there for them. Because it's very specific. You know, and I say this because it seems like, you know, what's the big deal? It is a big deal because we never want to lose sight of the fact, in all seriousness, of what we do when we come to the liturgy. Seriously, I have heard several times, that's the Mass where you bring your candles that you use throughout the year. Nope. That's the Mass where you bring candles, where the blessing of the candles are the candles that you use for like 15 minutes. Okay. That's it. So hate to, you know, be the dose of reality, but this is the reality. Because I mean, it's about our Lord Jesus Christ. It is about him being the light to light the Gentiles. I mean, Simeon the priest, you look at what goes on there. Now let thy servant depart in peace. Let me die. I mean, very few people are good with dying. I mean, we can be like theoretically good with dying, but nobody likes the pain associated with it, or the, you know, the unknowing and all this kind of stuff. Like when the Holy Spirit indwells you and then he comes upon you and he directs you and you see the living Christ, you know the reality. It's not just words anymore. This light that is light, the Gentiles. You look at what's going on with Simeon when he looks at our Lord Jesus Christ. That word recognizes. If you see somebody who you think you might remember, like you're at Publix or something and you see somebody, I think I recognize that person. Why? Because it's somebody from your past. Nobody picks up one of your relatives or friend has a new baby and you go over to the house to see the baby, or they bring it to your house, or you go to the hospital, see the new baby. You never pick up a little infant and go, I recognize you. Why would you ever say that? Because you've never seen them before. Simeon recognized God in the face of Jesus Christ. He had known God his whole old life. His whole life he had known God. And when he picked up our Lord Jesus Christ, he recognized him. Again, you don't pick up an infant and say, I recognize you, because you've never seen them before. Simeon had seen God in his heart. The Holy Spirit indwelt him, but now he saw him. He recognized it. This is why, like I said before, we can theoretically good with that. He wasn't theoretically good with it. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Very churchy way of saying, I can die now. I mean, does it get any better than that? Does it get any better than I've seen God here? You're good with dying and going to see him for all eternity. This is what's going on tonight. This is that light that this is why, you know, I kind of harped on the whole thing about the candles, because it's so much more profound than even blessed candles that we might have burning in our house. The profound nature is when you see that blessed candle burning, that's what it's supposed to bring to mind to you. It's a really cool thing that the spirits of darkness depart, trembling in fear, and don't molest you anymore. That's a good thing, but that light is representative of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what's going on tonight. This is what we should, this is what we celebrate, and we should, with the proper focus, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.